So we want to extend a sincere thank you for your service. I'd like to introduce you now to our Assistant Division Director for the Florida Department of Environmental Protection's Florida Park Service, Larry Perry.
Thank you, Valinda. I would like to welcome all of y'all here this afternoon on behalf of the Florida Department of Environmental Protection and Florida State Park Service. Even though this is official welcome, I know most of you have been here, a lot of you have been here, and activities have been going for the better part of 2 days. I hope all of you are enjoying and taking advantage of the things that are going on here. The crafts, the food vendors, the dancers, the singers, the folk musicians, and everyone that is participating in this. Department Secretary Colleen Castile and Florida Park Service Director Mike Bullock also express their pleasure that all of y'all have come and worked here, enjoying it. I want to thank a number of people that helped put something or another like this together. It's quite a difficult operation and a lot of things going on. I'd like to express my appreciation to Valinda Subic and the Park Service staff here at Stephen Foster Folk Culture Center. I'd like to also express my appreciation to the other members of the Florida Park Service that have came in from parks all over the state to help. I'd like to express appreciation to Comcast Cable, who is helping out here this weekend, to the Florida Humanities Council, to the Florida Folk Life Program, to Stephen Foster Citizen Support Organization, and to the hundreds of volunteers that without their help this weekend, this wouldn't be possible. And to y'all, thank you again for coming, and I hope you enjoy the evening program and the rest of the program tomorrow. And welcome.
How many people went to the fiddle contest? Was it great or what? I'd like to introduce now Mike Stapleton, the president of the Florida Fiddlers Association. He's a great old-time Cajun fiddler. He plays with the Les Oboes String Band, Gumbo Limbo, and various other bands. And we really appreciate him being with us here this year. Mike?
Hi, all. I'm Mike Stapleton. I'm from the Florida Fiddlers Association. And we're here to bring out our winners today. We have five categories. Junior, that's age beginnings, as young as you can play, up to 12. Youth, which goes 13 to 18. Then we have contemporary, which are more like the bluegrass type players, maybe Western swing. Rustic division, which will be your square dance fiddlers, contra dance fiddlers, and then twin fiddle, which is a long-standing tradition in a lot of cultures. So our first winner today is Lee Staley. Lee won the junior division. He's a killer player. Lee, are you ready? This would be Lee Staley and his father, Tom Staley. A little sound difficulties.
We're going to do Waylon's jig.
That was Lee Staley. He is 12 years old this year, so next year he'll be in the youth division of our categories. Our next fiddler we'll bring out will be the winner of the youth division this year. His name is Matthew Miller. Matthew, you ready? Come on out. I have a blue ribbon for you here as your first place. Matthew and, are you Matthew's mom? No? Well, Matthew and his accompaniment will be playing a song for us. If you just tell the folks what you're going to play before you play and have at it, we'll be waiting.
The tune we're going to play is a French-Canadian one called Mouth of the Tobique.
Good job, Matthew. You can see we have a good, fine crop of young fiddlers coming up here in the state of Florida, which is part of what the Florida Fiddler Association does. We try to help sponsor and spread the news about fiddling. It's kind of a much older art and not real popular these days like it used to be. There used to be fiddlers in every town. We're working on trying to get that back again. Our next contestant that we had was in the contemporary section of our contest. These are people that will play a lot of bluegrass tunes, western swing. They're usually a little more clean player, would be one way to say it. Annie Longnecker won this contest, and I've seen Annie at several contests over the last few years at the Sawgrass Fiddle Contest and also here. And Annie was smoking her fiddle. You'll hear it in just a minute. She's an incredible player and another very young person. I don't know how old she really is. How old are you?
19.
So she just got out of the 18 category. Well, you did a great job, Annie. You were killing everybody back there. They knew they were in trouble when they heard you play. And I got your ribbon for you here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
So you just want to announce your tune and play us a good one.
We're going to be playing the Beaumont Rag.
We've got a dead mic over there.
Hey, I think one guitar mic's out. You can't believe the amount of work that the poor sound crew has to go through as every few minutes a different band or a different group comes up, single players, large groups. Some people sit, some people stand. They have all these microphones and speakers to deal with. It's a pretty incredible job for them to get anything up and running this quick. It's pretty amazing. So I would say hats off. I mean, some people are upset, oh, it's not done right away, but these people are hustling and doing a great job.
Yes,
and thanks to the sound crew, who usually never gets a good round.
Here we go, Beaumont Rag. Thank you.
Thank you, Annie. Whew. Don't you wish you could play that way? I also wish the sound guys would come to my house and fix the problems I have at my house that quick. Every time I call for repairs, it's several days or weeks. The next contestant we had was in the rustic division. This division would be what you would remember from the old days as a square dance fiddler, a contra dance fiddler, maybe someone's clogging and a fiddler playing. And the winner in that category was Willie Jones from Old Town. Willie is kind of like a Florida treasure. He's been here forever and a day, and he's a great fiddle player, and the older to get, the better he plays. Tom Staley is going to back up Willie on the fiddle. I want to present Willie with his first place ribbon. Willie, you did a great job again. You're killing all us young guys. We're never going to get there.
I'm gonna play an old fiddle tune called The Gray Eagle.
Thank you, Willie. Willie's been a longtime fiddle player. He's been coming to our fiddlers' conventions and contests for years and years and years. And is always ready to have a tune with anybody and everybody. They'll have a tune with him. Our last category is twin fiddle. And of course, just like the name says, there has to be at least two fiddles. And there are several styles of twin fiddle playing all over the world. Even in this country, there are several styles. And the winners in the twin contest, I suppose you recognize the little guy in the hat again, is Lee Staley and his twin fiddle partner, Lindsay Ellis. And they played against a pretty good bunch of twin fiddle players, including the adults. And they smoked them. And they did a great job, and they deserve what they get. Lee and Lindsay, I have your ribbons up here. I want to give you both your ribbons and say congratulations. Again, I can see that the future of fiddling in Florida looks pretty sound at this point. If we keep things like this going, we're going to be fine.
The tune we're going to play is called Lover's Waltz.
let's have a hand for the twins. We need any more of your time. I appreciate it, and I'm glad to present the fiddlers to everybody. We're very proud of them. And again, if anybody has any questions or wants any information, I'll probably be right behind the stage holding my baby for a few minutes while my wife gets ready. And thanks for everybody, and we'll see you all soon. Bye-bye.